As Macias explains, the crux of his research topic is based on many important personal experiences.
So we immigrated here to the United States so that we could have a formal education. Going to college, I was a Spanish major, translation minor, and when I graduated, there were not many jobs in translation and interpreting. So I branched out. I had been teaching all throughout college, and as a result of that, I was able to go to the Peace Corps, where I taught English in Kazakhstan. I came back in 2008 when the recession had just hit. There was just a scarcity of work. So I couldn't find permanent work as a teacher. I couldn't find what I wanted to do. That led me to work with a nonprofit organization that focused on immigrant rights. As a result of that, I noticed that there were two emerging passions that were always like latent inside me: education and immigrant rights. As an immigrant myself, there's like the experiential knowledge of growing up in a border town where there's a heavy border patrol presence and you have friends and family who are always at risk for family separation because of the constant surveillance. So I worked at a nonprofit organization for a couple of years, and as a result of my educational background, my work with an immigrant nonprofit, I was able to really get an emerging specialization in immigrant studies in education. So when I was looking for master's programs, Bowling Green State University responded very quickly, more than all the others. And that's how I wound up in Ohio. Bowling Green State University had a fellows program for returned Peace Corps volunteers. And the specialization is in multicultural and international education. Kind of a roundabout story, but it just to show you just how things seem to fall into place. And how things that I was very passionate about were fortunate enough to lead into a career. I came to Ohio to study my master's, and then from my master's, I'm now here at Ohio State into my doctorate. My dissertation is a continuation of my master's work in some regards. When I was working in El Paso with an immigration nonprofit, I would do the Know Your Rights presentations. I was the person that would speak to a room full of people that were detained and about to be deported or fighting their deportation. And one of the things that every time I had a one-on-one interview with the immigrants and the people that were detained, when they were parents, the number one question was, what's going to happen to my child's education if I'm deported? Can I come back? Do they have to go with me? What's going to happen? The number one question. And it was so frequent to the point that I would say 99% of the people that I talked to who were parents asked me that question before anything else. So when I focused on my master's dissertation, I wanted to explore this question. What does happen to children who are left behind, who are left with a relative, who are left with a remaining parent, when a parent gets deported?
Right.
And I wanted to focus on U.S. citizen children so that I could look at structurally, there are systems in place that allow them access to financial aid, access to grants, scholarships, all of the things that are structurally in place for them to be able to continue. And when I came to Ohio State, I connected with the Latino community here. I connected with the immigrant rights communities here. And I had been in touch when I was in Bowling Green. It was a very progressive continuation of all the connections and all the wonderful people that I met. So I focused my study on all of Ohio, you know. What does it look like in a large city versus a rural part of Ohio versus someplace in the middle versus a suburb? And that's what I'm focusing on now. How is it that students across Ohio who are documented access college? And what does that journey look like? And how do they shape legislation along the way?